Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author, and your everyday garden fanatic. December has arrived, 3 weeks till Christmas Eve. And I have Lizzie here. And Lizzie, good morning.
Good morning.
It's wonderful. She is here to take your phone calls, 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text me at 23680. Let's go ahead and we're going to do the dirty word of the day. And we're going to hear from John Denver, inch by inch.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
And now it's time for the dirty word of the day on Better Lawns and Gardens with Teresa Watkins.
And we have our dirty word of the day. Today is bottom watering. My friend, the houseplant guru Lisa Eldred Steinkopf, she defines bottom watering as simply placing your plant in a basin of water and the water is pulled up through the bottom drainage holes by the plant. This technique is used instead of watering from the top with a watering can or from rain. Bottom watering is a good method for seedlings so they're not damaged by streams of water, and it encourages deep root development. But it is a garden myth that African violets must always be watered from the bottom. Lisa, who is an expert in growing African violets, reminds everyone that African violets naturally grow in Africa and it rains there. So you can top water a violet and even rinse off the fuzzy foliage when it gets a little bit of dirt on it or dust. The key is not to use cold water, which will damage the leaves. So Lisa recommends not letting water sit in the crown of the plant, which may cause it to rot. So always water African violets with warm water, just like summer rain. And you can water from the top, or you can do the bottom watering. So we certainly appreciate that, and that's our dirty word for the day. We got to use that somehow in our conversations this week, Lizzie. Bottom watering. I want to let everyone know that Peterson's Nursery and Garden Center on 2184 County Road 540A in Lakeland, Florida, is having their last lecture of the year, Success with Succulents and Cactus. And they have beautiful poinsettias and beautiful plants to decorate your home for the holidays. Go by and tell Howie and, all of the Peterson staff that you listen to Better Lawns and Gardens, and thank you for sponsoring. We certainly appreciate that. Okay, so we have a great hour of gardening information coming up. We have Carol Michael. She is a garden author and the host of the Garden at Angeles podcast. She has recommendations on new gardening books for Christmas, and I just love them. So you're going to want to stay tuned for that. Also, too, I'm going to give you some of my garden chores to-do list in December. You can also go onto our betterlawns.com site and website, and you can see all of that information there whenever you want to check on it. You also can go to iHeartRadio, iTunes, and also our radio station's webpage, WFLA Lizzie.
That's right.
And you can hear the show at another time at your convenience.
Yep, go to WFLAOrlando.com, and you can find where we have the podcast posted there. Download the free iHeartRadio app. But while you're on our website, we have really cool contests all the time. And so go to WFLAOrlando.com and search those contests, because you can enter to win some really cool stuff.
Exactly. It's just something that, you know, just go once a day, once a week at the beginning of the week and check the contest, and you're going to be able to win something. So that is going to be great. For gardening chores, real quick here, let me see here. Where is my gardening chores? Here we go. Gardening chores. This is time for fertilizing is over for the fruit trees and for your palms. Also for your turf. There's no reason to be putting turf fertilizer down right now. And you do not need to be putting any kind of pesticide control down because, you know, the wintertime coming up, the pests are going to naturally dissipate and we're not going to have them as much. This is a time of the year to go ahead and, check your lawns, walk your lawns every week, your landscape, once a week. Get to know what your landscape looks like when it's healthy so that you can find a major problem when it's a small problem and you don't let it get too far. Warm season time, even though it's hot, we got temperatures in the 80s. It's time to remove your warm season vegetables and replant with cool season vegetables. Go ahead and use your garden containers, raised beds. You could be planting those too right now as well. You could add new cold-tolerant fruit trees to your landscape. Tropical fruit plantings until spring. Quality Green Specialist Nursery in DeLand has beautiful fruit trees for you. This is the time of the year to plant them. It would make a nice Christmas gift that you can do for, your parents, a loved one, a assisted nursing home.
Yes.
To give them to plant in their community or a local school group. This is the time of the year to be planting fruit trees and delay. If they're tropical, you'll delay them till spring. But cold tolerant fruits and fruit trees, you can plant right now. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
And what can I get you, little girl?
Well, Santa, I'd love to get an apple tree and peach tree and a blueberry bush and herbs, too.
That's a lot for the elves to handle.
Oh, Santa, just stop by Quality Green Specialist.
Plants and flowers always make beautiful holiday gifts. Head on over to Quality Green Specialist's new location at 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand or at qualitygreenspecialist.com. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice.
I thought you'd be into gardening, Santa.
Why?
Because you like to ho, ho, ho.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Beko's new line of dishwashers feature Corner Intense, the first sprayer that cleans all the way to the corners. Beko achieves this performance using 50% less water and 25% less energy than U.S. standards for dishwashers, which is why when you choose Beko, you not only get cleaner dishes, but you're making the planet cleaner too. Save energy and money with gift card rebates up to $200 on eligible models until December 31st. Visit Beko.com for more details. That's Beko.com.
The holidays are a great time to be reunited with friends and family. But as you travel this holiday season, be sure your car is road ready. Tires are your car's first defense on the road. Checking your tire pressure before your trip can help ensure you get to your destination safely. With proper care and maintenance, they'll keep you safely motoring along Florida's highways. For more holiday travel tips, visit flhsmv.gov. Remember, safety is always in season. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance.
If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. My name is Teresa Watkins, and I am so glad you're joining us today, Lizzie. And I do appreciate everyone's phone calls and text messages, and we love to have you on. Right now, joining me is Carol Michael. She is a garden author, award-winning garden author, and she has delightful book series. But today, she's going to help us with gardening books. So good morning, Carol. How are you?
Good morning, Teresa. I am lovely.
Wonderful. So you're in Indiana, and winter has arrived. What's your weather like today in your garden?
It's windy, 34 degrees, but I think the sun is going to shine, so it will feel so much warmer.
I'm sure it is. You know, that's one of the downfalls of being up north is the lack of sunshine. So I can certainly empathize with you that, you know, in the wintertime, that when you get that sun, you do want to go out and enjoy that sunshine. So how do you prepare your garden for winter?
So the garden for winter, I pull out all the annuals and I clean up the vegetable garden. I put leaves on all the beds. And most importantly, anything that's fragile, that if it froze and thawed would break. All those garden ornaments have to be tucked under a tarp on the back patio.
Okay, and so you're all set and done and ready for Christmas?
I'd say I'm as done as I can be right now.
Okay, so for gardeners who are still looking for perfect Christmas gifts or stocking stuffers for either their family or for themselves, as an award-winning garden author, you have three new selections that are perfect for Santa to bring to Southern Gardens or to a gardener in North who has a cozy winter reading schedule and they love to look at garden books during the winter time. So what can you recommend?
So the first book I'm recommending is called Philosophy for Gardeners, Ideas and Paradoxes to Ponder in the Garden, and it's by Kate Collins, who is from England, and she has a master's in philosophy but runs a market garden. And so this is a book of philosophy from a gardener's angle.
And that's fascinating to me because, you know, sometimes we think about gardening over the long term and in history and how did this come about and why do we think this? And so it makes a great read for just sitting there and absorbing all of that knowledge. And so I think this is a wonderful choice. So is it easy to understand for people who are new to gardening?
Yes, I don't think your gardening knowledge has to be extensive, but the philosophy is pretty deep. And for example, one of the chapters is called The Perfect Tomato. Philosophers have long agonized over the best ways to categorize the world around us and ask us how we know a tomato when we see one.
Oh, that's so fun. You know, things that we don't normally think about, but you're kind of a philosopher gardener in your own book series.
A little bit, but not nearly as deep as somebody with a master's degree in philosophy. It is a fun read. I would take it a chapter at a time. It's a pondering book.
Wonderful. And the name of it is again?
Philosophy for Gardeners, Ideas and Paradoxes to Ponder in the Garden by Kate Collins.
Wonderful. So your next selection is a fantastic book for Christmas and a must-have for garden bookshelves. I mentioned Lisa Eldridge Steinkopf in our Dirty Word of the Day today. So what new book does she have out right now?
She's got a book out called Bloom, The Secrets of Growing Flowering Houseplants Year-Round. And this is such a beautiful book. It has beautiful photographs. And if you are kind of bored with just foliage plants, she has so many recommendations on flowering plants. So I would buy this as a gift, and I would pair it with a flowering plant to make a perfect little ensemble.
That's wonderful. And her books are gorgeous, and they give you such great photographs and ideas of where to place them in the home. So it's just a wonderful book, and it definitely is going on my bookshelf for Christmas. I love this. Now, your third book is a very interesting, and it's something after my own heart. So what is your third recommendation?
So the third recommendation, and I think it is just out this week, it's called Field Guide to Outside Style, Design and Plant Your Perfect Outdoor Space by Ryan McEnany.
And so what kind of details do you find in this book?
So this is an interesting book. Ryan is a fifth generation family member and owner of the famous Bailey Nurseries up in St. Paul, Minnesota. So his family is steeped in the nursery business. But he set out to give you a field guide. If you have no idea what to do with an outdoor space and the idea of landscape design just kind of intimidates you, Ryan's got a very relaxed approach that sort of says, hey, what's your indoor style? And I'll help you figure out your outdoor style. And it's not just for northern gardeners. He's got a lot of good information for subtropical gardens as well.
That's wonderful. Now, what is the kind of the cost of these books?
So these books, you know, everything's a little bit more expensive these days. Ryan's book is $30. That's not bad.
No, that's great.
And Lisa's book is $25, also not bad. And the Philosophy for Gardeners, I think it runs around, it's got $18.
Yeah, that's great. That's a great stocking stuffer. And that's wonderful. But as an extra special Christmas garden book, I want to personally recommend your book, The Christmas Cottontail. It's as timeless as The Christmas Carol, and it's a perfect stocking stuffer for little ones. So tell us about your award-winning Christmas book, The Christmas Cottontail.
So the Christmas Cottontail, and I appreciate all the wonderful things you say about it, but it's about a little bunny found by Santa Claus, and then Santa Claus gives the little bunny a job on Christmas Eve. And I won't give away the whole book. You just have to get it and see for yourself. But if you're a gardener and you have little ones, this is a perfect way to sit down and talk about gardening and what happens over the winter and what happens in the spring when all the flowers come up.
And so now where can we get the first three books, The Philosophy for Gardeners and Bloom, the Secrets of Dealing or for Having Indoor Flowers, and then also Ryan's book? Where can the people find them?
So all three books, you could go to your independent bookstore and they would certainly be able to order them. Online, you can go to bookshop.org, and that supports independent booksellers. And of course, they're also available on Amazon.
That's perfect. And how could someone, do they still have time to get a signed copy of The Christmas Cottontail?
Absolutely. I could have that out the door in minutes.
Oh, wonderful. So where would they find the information on all of your gardening series and The Christmas Cottontail and the Halloween hair?
Yes, they can go to my website. It's caroljmichael.com. And they would find all of my books there, but they are also on Amazon, also on bookshop.org. And you can ask at a bookstore and they'll order them for you.
That's
all the places.
That's great. Now, you have a great garden podcast with garden expert Dee Nash called The Garden Angelist. How can people hear you and Dee? It's just, you're just, guys are just so funny, and it's just a delight to listen to. And they can read your blog.
So we can, if you go to any podcast streaming service like Apple or Google Play, and you put in The Garden Angelus, we'll pop up. We also have a weekly newsletter that comes out, and you can subscribe to that.
Okay. And so, and your website, can you give us your website?
Sure. It's caroljmichaels.com.
caroljmichaels.com. That's all one word, caroljmichaels.com. And I certainly appreciate you coming on today, Carol. It's just wonderful. I love these new garden books out because these are different books for gardeners. It'll be something new for everyone that loves to have a gardening library. And this is Ryan's first book, so I know it's going to be an award winner. And so I certainly appreciate you coming on with them. So again, where can they hear? If you'll give us your website again, they can go to it, and then also your podcast website.
So if they go to caroljmichaels.com, you can find everything. The Garden Angelus, you can go to thegardenangelus.com. Or any Apple or any place where you stream podcasts.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Carol, for coming on and recommending these new exciting books. Santa is going to be just happy with this.
Yes, Carol, and I absolutely love your books, by the way. They're just amazing, and they're a great gift for the grandkids.
Yep, that's wonderful. Santa's going to be very happy delivering those. So certainly appreciate it. You have a Merry Christmas.
You guys, Merry Christmas to you as well.
All right, hon. Thank you so much for coming on. I hope to see you soon.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. And that's Carol J. Michael at caroljmichael.com. And she has her wonderful gardening series and then also the holiday books. And they're just delightful. I just put them right up there with the Snoopy and the Peanuts.
I have to agree, and I'm a Snoopy Peanuts fanatic. But I love the illustrations in her books, and it's such good stories.
It's a good story, and I love it. So I am pressing and pushing for it to become a holiday special on TV.
Oh, that would be so good.
It would, wouldn't it?
Yes,
and it'll be very cute. And it's another way to get kids involved in gardening, and that just is so good for their upbringing, for their personality, just for their interest to keep them growing. It involves all of the gardening, involves all of the sciences and knowledge they need to help them in school. And we are going to have the Cool Daddy, the teacher, he's going to be on.
Yes, Cool Daddy gave me a call and he's like, hey, Lizzie. And I'm just like, bro, thank you for calling, because I love this idea of you having a classroom where you're doing some gardening. I'm excited. I can't wait for us to interview him. And
yes.
Yep.
Yeah, that'll be so good. And that'll be coming up in the new year. So that'll be great. And so appreciate it. If you'd like to give us a call, this is the time to do it. After the hard break, we'll be back. 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text us at 23680. If you've missed any of today's show, you missed some great information on Rachel Haber's Knowing Nature and the microgreens growing kit that you can get. It's very reasonable. It's a great gift for Christmas, $16. It'll get shipped right to you, and it'll be great. It's a great combo to give to the kids, get the microgreens green kit, and then also the Christmas cottontail book. Be great combination there. We have lots of text messages coming up. Tana, hang on there. And then also Debbie. And we've got somebody who's given us some more information about Christmas cactus dropping leaves. So flowers, we'll get to that. We're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment
Airlines
Network.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542.
That's 802-341-4542.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out, while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-712-8082. 800-712-8082. 800-712-8082. That's 800-712-8082. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Are you a homeowner and need extra cash to pay off debt, medical bills, education expenses? Or are you planning for retirement? Homeowners like us have most of our money tied up in our homes. But what good does it do if you can't access your money with a real-life checkbook? EasyKnock offers a new way of getting cash out of your home. They buy it from you, and you stay in your home as a renter. And depending on your program, you can also buy it back at any time. If your credit score is not perfect, don't worry. EasyKnock can still help you get the cash you need. If your home is valued at $100,000 or more, take 5 minutes of your time to learn how to convert the equity in your home into cash. Give EasyKnock a call right now.
800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. That's 800-382-7624.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and we would love to have your phone call. Lizzie is waiting, standing by, and it's 1-888-455-2967, or you can text us at 23680, and we'd love to hear from you. I also want to remind everyone, I just have a few more spots. It's make a great Christmas gift to visit the Best of English Cottage Gardens, the Best of the most famous English Gardens, and then also a trip to the Chelsea Flower Show on a special day. And with the King being coronated next year, England is going to be a phenomenal trip, a phenomenal place to visit.
Oh, it's
for next year.
It's going to be so much, I don't know how to use the proper English language, but it's going to be so much more decorated and just upbeat.
Pomp and circumstance.
There, thank you.
Yeah,
yes,
you know,
yes.
It's going to be exciting. And especially with the Queen's passing, the Chelsea Flower Show is going to have so many more memorials and displays. And then with the King's coronation, there'll be more floral displays too as well. But then we're also going to get to visit all of these historic gardens that we can see where our gardening ideas and designs came from. And it's I'm looking so forward to it. Again, we only have a few more spots. It's May 16th through May 25th. You can go on to betterlawns.com and you can see the trip there, or you can go to my website and look at and just click on more and you'll be able to see it there. And it's just going to, we love everybody to come with us. It's going to be phenomenal.
I'm excited for you. I can't wait.
So, 1-888-455-2967. And let's go to our text messages. Tana in Orlando, she said, Teresa, do you have any favorite plant combinations? She said, thank you so much. And she loves the show. Well, thank you so much for listening, Tana. It's so nice to hear from you. And I certainly appreciate you listening. Okay, so my color combinations, how I design my landscapes is that I decide on a theme, but when you have containers or a special bed you'd like to do, you need to have a kind of theme as well. So I take into consideration the combinations. You want a thriller, which would be your tall plants in the background, or one tall plant in the middle of your pot or container. And then you wanna surround it with your fillers, okay? And these are your perennials that you want to make sure that they're there all year round, that they bloom either at a special time during the year, spring and summer, or fall and winter. And then you can have your spillers. And these I would call, if they're in a container, you know what they do, they spill over the side of the container. But then they also, too, if you put them in the ground, those are your low ground covers, the plants that don't get to be tall. So you have like a three-tiered layer there. Now, the color combinations, I love. Okay, so you can do primary colors, which is the yellow bloom, primary red, primary blue, primary yellows. Or you can do pastel colors, and you could also do monochromatic garden, which is a color of all one color. So you can pick different types of blues, different types of reds, different types of yellows, and different shades and varieties of those colors. It's all monochromatic, which is all one color. Or you can do a complementary color scheme. And what I mean by that is that if you take a color wheel and you see the colors on it, the complementary ones are the ones directly across from each other on the color wheel. So your purples would be a complementary to your oranges or yellows. A great complementary gator color scheme would be blues and oranges, or reds and greens. And so get a color wheel from your paint store, or you can just download one on the internet and just download and print it out and go to your garden centers and look for the colors that match. You know, purple and red is a great combination. So you can do red roses with purple salvias. You can do a chartreuse colored plant that doesn't have any flowers or has a type of chartreuse coloring, like your Nandina domestica, which we have some new varieties out that are just gorgeous, and they are chartreuse. And then match that with a deep purple or a deep blue salvia or porterweed for a native plant combination. And so I would take that into consideration. And then also take into consideration texture, different types of leaves, whether you have your dark green leaves, your variegated leaves of pink and white and green, like in Asiatic jasmine, your snow in summer has pink, white, and green. Your salsa has the red, yellow, and green. And so look for those bright combinations to fill in with color. And then always, if you're using a lot of different colors for a cottage garden kind of look, always add a flower that is white. Okay, so you can use your almond bush for your landscape. You can use your euphorbias, your diamond frost for your fillers, your second tiered rows or your front row, and then your little white ones, blue days is a great ground cover or a spiller in your color combination. So I would take all of those into consideration to select a plant combination. Because, you know, plant varieties change every year. New ones keep coming on the market. So just going and doing a hunt, take your color wheel, look for texture, look for different heights, put your tallest in the back, your medium in the middle, and then your lowest ones in the front, and you have great landscape design.
Oh, I love that. And people would be surprised at how just a little bit of white will make everything else just
pop. It makes it pop.
It's crazy how that does.
It is. And if you don't want to use white flowers or a soft greenish white, very pale green color as a part of your plan, putting it up next to a white fence.
Ooh,
if you've got a
yes.
PVC fence, then everything pops. That color just stands right out.
Yes.
And it's wonderful. Great question, Tana. I love doing that and just selecting. But I will tell you, I've never designed a landscape the same. So it's just what thrills me at the time. So the planter. Okay, so we did have someone call in and they get the microgreen kit. She wanted to let me know that the kits are $35 to $40. The planter is only $16, so that makes
yes.
it, but it's still worthwhile. If you just want to get the planter, your own seeds, and your own dirt, then it's still a very, very inexpensive gift at $35 to $40. It's well worth it. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens if it's Saturday morning, and it is, my name's Teresa Watkins, and you're listening to Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. I'm so excited about these kits. I got to go.
If you don't have a health plan through your employer, you can still get quality health insurance through the federal marketplace. Not sure where to begin? A navigator can help you cut through the clutter. There's no obligation, and getting help is always free. Open enrollment ends on January 15th, so don't wait. It's easy. From your mobile phone, dial #250 and say the keyword navigator. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dial text message from iHeartMedia. That's #250 navigator.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
Call 800-363-7934. 800-363-7934. That's 800-363-7934. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Steel outdoor power tools may be hard to wrap, but once they get opened, you'll see why Steel is so easy to give. Find the right gift this year with battery power made by Steel. From mowers and blowers to trimmers and chainsaws, our AK Homeowner system of battery tools starts at just $199.99. Shop now by visiting your local Steel dealer or going to steelusa.com/giftguide. Real Steel. Find yours. All prices MSRP available participating dealers while supplies last.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99. And
add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-975-1374 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. We still have time for your phone calls at 1-888-455-2967 and text 23680. Let's go to Buffalo. Salutations from Melbourne Beach. Thank you so much. Perfect text message. Hurricane Nicole and Ian almost blew, burnt away every leaf of my 5-year-old avocado tree, especially on the north side with salt water, since I'm beside the Atlantic. The tree is over 20 feet high by now, and the damaged branches have dried out. Some have resprouted. My question is, since it was almost ready to flower this or in the next couple of years, how much pruning should I do, and will it delay the fruit production in general? So what I would say, Buffalo, is that I don't want you to prune it at all right now. Okay, so we're coming up into wintertime. I think it's going to flush right back out for you. I think it's going to recover very well in the springtime and grow out. We're seeing a lot of tree foliage that has disappeared and been blown away too, as well on even some of our native trees and oak trees and elm trees and all that kind of stuff. It made them lose their leaves a little bit earlier than normal. So I would not do any kind of pruning on it right now, unless you have a broken branch or that the leaf is, you know, the whole stem, the end of the stem is brown, and then you can go ahead certainly and cut that back. But it's going to flush out. I would not do any pruning, and then I would make sure you're fertilizing it in the springtime. Make sure it's getting adequate water to flush out that salt water as much as possible. And then also to fertilize. And you should have production next spring as normal, and possibly even get a bigger one. Since it's under some stress, it might put out a little bit more fruit. And if not, within a couple of years, it should be just fine again. Okay, great question. The tree grew from seed. That's a little bit different story. Hold on just a second. So he texted, he added on to his text message. So 5-year tree. It should start developing fruit, especially because at the end of 5 years, it takes from a tree from seed, avocado tree from seed, between 5 to 7 years to produce fruit. So I think you're still going to be just fine, okay? But make sure it's getting adequate fertilizer, you know, 3 to 4 times a year, and adequate moisture, and that will help out. Teresa, this is John in Palm Bay. Hi, John. Good morning. Is there a time of year in Central Florida which I should not prune bushes or divide ornamental grasses? Is it too late now? And thank you very much. Well, thank you for listening. We certainly appreciate that. I would not prune anything right now. You're going into winter time. Ornamental grasses get cut back in January. All right. So they do have that brown kind of fall foliage that is attractive. And with the heat that we've had, we still have some muley grasses still growing. So there's no reason to cut back your ornamental grasses until the end of January. Okay. And that's the important time. I'll remind you in January when we get it. And then also too, you do not want to prune any spring blooming flowers like your azaleas, your hydrangeas, your camellias. Do not prune any of those right now. And so if you just go to our website, Better Lawns and Gardens, betterlawns.com, you will see the list of chores to do each month. And I will tell you when to go ahead and prune certain species of plants as well. That will be great. We mentioned that. Anything else? No. Okay, so I had someone else ask about how much mulch to put down, how many inches to prevent weeds in beds. You need at least 3 to 4 inches of that in your ground underneath your shrubs. 3 to 4 inches of mulch is the recommended amount. Okay. Now we have Linda in 8B has texted back, and she is such a great gardener. Okay. And she's got her apple trees. She is fighting the codling moth, which is a major pest for it. She says she's been fighting them and winning, but they're still very bad. So you want to make sure that you're, you know, keeping up with your sprays. And every time you get a new flush of, new leaves coming out is the best time to go ahead and spray your apple trees. You want to keep up on that. And I recommend either Bio Advanced 3-in-1 Insect Disease and Mite Control for trees, shrubs, roses. You want to use that. And then also, you can also use the BioAdvanced Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control. Follow the remedy. And then Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is also a great pesticide for apple trees. Let's go to Steve in Winter Park. Good morning, Steve. How can I help you?
Good morning. I inherited some baskets of, I think the plant's called Calancho?
Calanchos, yes. Okay.
Are they susceptible to night light? Do they bloom better? You know, like poinsettias, if you keep them out of night light, or is that any problem with them?
It's not a problem with them. They need full sun. They are a succulent, and they like to be a little on the dry side, and then also full sun, all day sun works for them.
Okay, so don't be concerned if they're getting floodlights at night or something like that.
No, I think they'll be just fine. I don't see any problem with it.
Sounds good. Thank you so much. Love your show.
Thank you, Steve, for calling. I appreciate it. All right. So that's 1-888-455-2967. If you're in the garden area, we'd love to hear from you. What kind of herbs can you be planting right now? You can be planting anise, arugula, basil, bay, chives, cilantro, coriander, dill. And Lizzie, how's your dill doing?
It is obnoxiously huge, almost trees. And I find myself going out there and petting it because it's so soft. Yes.
Yeah, I can just see that. Take a video.
I will.
Okay. Fennel and garlic, lavender, mint. And the lavender that I recommend for this area is the one called Phenomenal. It will take a little bit more rain, and it takes the heat of Florida and the humidity of Florida a little bit better than the rest of the lavenders. And then mint, chocolate mint. I got to ask you how your chocolate mint's doing.
It's doing so good. Thank you so much. It's growing. It's doing its thing. And I'm walking around going, hey, smell this. Smell this. What does it smell like? Oh, it smells like Andy's candies. And I'm like, why, yes, you're right.
There you go. Well, you have to use it on ice cream or in your iced tea.
I will.
Okay. So we got to learn that. Because, I mean, so many people get herbs and they don't use them. And they just look at them. And, you know, they're good for butterfly gardens. You know, they attract butterflies and bees. So especially African basil. Oh, my goodness. African basil is just phenomenal again in the garden. So a mint, oregano, parsley, rosemary, sage, sweet marjoram, thyme, and watercress. Okay. And those are great herbs to find. The vegetables, cool season vegetables you can be planting. Beets, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbages, carrots, cauliflower, collards, horseradish, lettuce, mustard, onions, and peas, and radicchio, radicchio, radishes, spinach, Swiss chard, and turnips. All of those can be planted right now. And if you want an edible landscape, you can put them in your garden, in your foundation, around your house, and just, you know, have an edible landscape.
Well, I planted the sweet peppers that you gave me the seeds for.
Yes.
So they're growing, but they're not producing yet.
No,
so,
they're not. And, okay. And then you're going to want to protect them through the wintertime there. And they'll really start to shoot off and start to produce when the temperatures go back up. As it's staying warm, you might get some if it stays warm for the next few weeks. But they will really start producing for you in March, and you're going to have a head start on it.
I'm so excited. I can't wait.
There you go. All right. And so let's see. I've got some more text messages. Yes, I do. Hold on just a second. Let me go back to my first hour. There you go. And we have these growing here. So let's see.
Yeah, my cilantro is going nuts too, so which is, I think, is weird.
Yeah. No, cilantro does well.
Does it this time of year?
Yeah.
I was shocked. I thought, you know, that would be a summer thing.
But we have been unfortunately having summertime temperatures.
True.
You know, so that's good. Anna Nakoe sent the perfect text messages. Azaleas with rust. Well, it is called Cercospora leaf spot, and it's little brown rectangular dark spots on the plant. It comes from the humidity and moisture. Please don't be watering your azaleas at night. You never should water after 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening, and you want to water after 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. And that will, you know, reduce the chances of you getting it. And then also use a fungicide to prevent it. You cannot cure it, but you can prevent it. So I want to thank all of our guests today. Rachel Haber with Nature, knowingnature.com. with her kits, microgreen grow kits, and then also Carol Michael, garden author and garden angelist, for her Christmas garden book recommendations. They're great books. They're new on the market. You'll love them. And a big thank you to Lizzie. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. And thank you to our listeners. You are the best. You guys make our show amazing. Best texts, best calls, and everything all around.
That's so true. And so we want to just say that, you know, we're so happy that December's coming up, and, you know, we're getting into the Christmas holiday season. Thank you for joining us every week, and catch us during the week on Facebook and Instagram. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, makers of organic mosquito bits and dunks and organic year-round oil spray, I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.